Thanks for joining us very early on a Friday. I was having a look at www.hollywoodbets.net, of course, powered by Hollywood Bets, and I see the betting is up, the 10 races for Hollywood Bets Grayable on the 30th of July. The Marshalls World of Sport Gold Cup meeting, that is all available on the website. If you want to take some future bets into that, you're more than welcome to with Hollywood. Now, racing on the Saturday is at Kenilworth. There's the trusty winning form, which arrived just now, in fact. Just having a look at the back of the card. Let's just see what the selections are there. The value bet for the day is race 8, Not in Doubt. Unfortunately, the top bet for the day has been scratched. Very important scratching in race 1. Many would have been on that. But Red Impact, number 7, is out. So the first race on the card, Maiden Juvenile Plate, is run over 1,000 metres. This will be the commencement of our bypots in race 1. Now, currently, number 5, Fort Apache, is 12.5 to 10, with 2 Charlie Malone in the region of 1.33. Those two are clear of number 4, Doubling Up, who's at 6.25 to 1. Now, just having a look at some of these debutants. Rubertus, number 8, who is at 14.29 to 1, is related to Fly My Flag, who's actually visiting from the Eastern Cape. Good to have Sharon Cotson raiding with one runner that's running later on. Doubling Up, number 4, is a half-brother to Belgari. And then you've got number 3, Confrontational, 2 siblings. They were both placed on debut. First race now becomes trickier. Charlie Malone, I wouldn't go mad, but I think Charlie Malone must have a chance. 1.33, second run after the rest and gelding. And Aldo De Meyer is back on. That could be a key. Just by the way, on the subject of racing in the Western Cape, please note during the month of August, 2 meetings have been added. Up, up and away. Western Cape racing, August, Saturday the 13th and Saturday the 20th. We'll have extra meetings in the Western Cape. Let's go on to the second, which is the first leg of the Place Accumulator. Future Turn, I think, will take some beating. I really like this one on the card. Future Turn, you can take out the 3, Impetuous, by the way, scratch. Take out number 3, Impetuous. Future Turn at even money. A Royal Port Louis at 2.27 to 1. And then 5, Nevada King is trading at 4 to 1. But I'm very strong on this program on number 2, Future Turn, in the second race. We go on to the third, which sees the pick 6 get underway. Yeah, we've got Teardrop, who's at a price of 1.33 to 1. Teardrop opened at 12.5 to 10, came into even money, is now 1.33. Number 4, Happy Chance, was 2.27 to 1, came into 2 to 1, is now trading at 5 to 2. After that, Lady of Gold is at 3.57 to 1, 10 to 1 and better, the balance. Now, the Hollywood Syndicate are represented here by this horse, Happy Chance. Now, Brett Crawford, I think he's got 10 horses owned by the Hollywood Syndicate. Recently, he's had Teatro, who ran second. He's had Metar, who ran second. Whilst going through this card, I haven't heard anything. But in this race, the Cape West Electrical Maiden Juvenile Plate for fillies. I do like this horse, Happy Chance. Looking at the pedigree, I think will revel over this trip of the 1500. So I am in the camp of number 4, Happy Chance, in front of the 8, Teardrop, then the 5, Lady of Gold. Must have a slight chance, but there's one more I wanted to mention. A horse that's gone from 7.69 to 1 out of 12.5 to 1. The reason I mention is last time I was at the track, this horse was badly inconvenienced on a number of occasions and I think can run a better race. The horse is Lucy in the Pink. Should have gone a lot closer last time out and I like a little bit of that 16 to 10 a place. So place-wise, I like number 6, Lucy in the Pink. So let's make that selection. The 4... from the 8, then the 6, and after that, the 5 in the third race. Race 4 is the Emirates Juvenile Plate. It's run over 1,200 metres. Should be a good race. Fantastic racing in the Cape. Street Outlaw is 1.67 to 1. By the way, you can take out the 8. Put a line through 8 in race 4. Iconic Destination is quoted at 18 to 10. Then Dave the King, who was a good winner, that form's been franked, is at 4 to 1. I'm strong here on Iconic Destination. That's the horse for me, Grand Van Niekerk, André Nel, the three in race four. I thought there was one who could place, and that would be Michael Faraday, who's at 12.5 to 1, a placing 16 to 10, with Hollywood Bets to finish in the first three. Race five, the situation in the fifth race, Adios Amigos, is at 3.03 to 1. Secret Oasis is a joint favourite, 3.03 to 1. Quite a competitive heat, this. A half the field return from a rest, but I thought Secret Oasis could be the one. Smugger Kamalu is aboard for Eric Sands, and I thought could keep rolling here. So I'm going 8-2-6-7 in race five. Secret Oasis is the first choice. Race six on the card, the Econorisk Final Fling Stakes, grade three. Run over 1,800 metres. It's off at 15.50. Maybe wide play suggested. I see Young Love has come in from 3.03 to 2.86 to 1. Rainy New Market is at 3.57 to 1. Just looking for my trusty water. It's not here. Rainy New Market hasn't won for 567 days. In fact, it's only won two from 16, but has notched up 9 seconds. She is a slow starter, but must have a chance. Thank you very much. Much obliged to you. Must have a chance. There's no doubt about that. Rain in Newmarket. Now, an interesting runner for me. This horse is at a price. Maybe taking it a bridge too far. But Pretty Betty actually won this race in 2021. There was that run from this horse, reeled off five victories. Recently, there have been two places in the Eastern Cape. It's now back with Mike Stewart. And I think that this one could be the joker in the pack, Pretty Betty, who is quoted at 8.33 to 1, a win, and a placing 16 to 10. I'm going to take my chances with Pretty Betty in the sixth race to run a much better race. Nemesis for me, this horse called Catch a Falling Star. I've gone for it time and time again. Glenn Kotzen and Louis Mtotwa, if you look at the penultimate run, was 3.06 lengths behind Sparkling Water and was 2.05 lengths behind One Way Traffic. So Catch a Falling Star, who's at 8.33 to 1, must have an outside chance. I wouldn't be surprised if we pull a little bit of a result, in fact, in the sixth race. But a little bit of Pretty Betty to be thereabouts. Race seven is the Western Province Nomad Champagne Stakes, grade three, run over 1,200 metres. Going through this field, I think you really have to like Major Attraction. Richard Faria has ridden this horse on 8 occasions, has resulted in 4 wins, 2 seconds, 1/3, 1/4. He's never missed the first four. And going through the form, I thought this was the horse to beat. The blinkers are on. Slight negative may be the fact that she's contested five races over the 1,200 metres. She's yet to win over the 6 furlong. But I think that's the one to be with. A Fusillade. This one found support last time out over a mile. To see her form is much better over the 6 furlong. The worrying factor there are the weight turnarounds, which are not in her favour. But I certainly give her a chance of running into the money, Fusillade. Then we've also got Walk of Fame. And if you like Fusillade, you've got to like Walk of Fame because of those previously mentioned weight turnarounds. So end of the day, fairly strong selection. I'm going with Major Attraction from the 5 Walk of Fame, the 2 False Dancer, and the 7 Fusillade. Now, race 8 is a maiden plate. It's off at 5 o'clock over 1,000 metres. I see Bullet is at 2.86 to 1. Hopefully, Bullets can run a little bit better than last time. I thought King Mo was a runner, but no offence meant. I haven't been for Oswald Noach in many a moon. He's on that one, returning from a 63-day rest. Now, the first timer, Max the Otter, is at 3.33 to 1. The Dam was a 3-time winner from distances of 7 furlong through to 8 furlong. The comment, nice type, could run well. First time out, may need the experience, but I thought that was a fairly positive comment. But I'm going with a horse who is at 5 to 1, 8 to 10 a place. needs to do some work on that first run, but I'm going to forgive that first run. This was a 400,000 purchase. Justin Snaith, Richard Faree has been gelded, and this is no great shakes field. So I thought that Tough Terrain could be one to go for in race 8 on the program. So there we go. That's the card. Let's hope for the best when it comes to the likes of Future Turn, Happy Chance, Iconic Destination. I think those three, basically. Those appear to be the main three on the programme. Good racing in the Western Cape. Hopefully some of you will be off to Kenilworth to enjoy. I'll see you next time sun shines. Do hit them hard. Bye-bye.